here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of April, 2015. It was on this day, 1635, Boston Latin School, the first public school in the United States, was founded. It's still in existence and still requires its students to study 4 years of Latin. It's the birthday of Vladimir Nabokov, St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899. His father was a lawyer, politician, family was well-to-do. Young Vladimir inherited an estate when he was 17, but he lost it the next year in the Bolshevik Revolution. They fled St. Petersburg. The whole family moved to England and then to Berlin. He left Berlin in 1936 with his wife Vera, who was Jewish, moved to Paris, then to the United States. He taught at a whole series of colleges. And in 1961, the success of his novel Lolita, which was made into a movie, enabled him to retire and write full-time. Nabokov, who wrote My Private Tragedy, which cannot and indeed should not be anybody's concern, is that I had to abandon my natural idiom, my untrammeled, rich, and infinitely docile Russian tongue for a second-rate brand of English. And it's the birthday of William Shakespeare, born in Stratford-upon-Avon, England, 1564, a little market town about 100 miles northwest of London, went to the local grammar school there. When he was 18, he married Anne Hathaway, who was pregnant with their first child, Susanna. 2 years later, they had twins. And then Shakespeare disappears from public record for about 7 years, during which he left his family, moved to London to go to work as an actor and a writer. He joined an acting troupe called the Lord Chamberlain's Men, and for them he wrote Romeo and Juliet, The Merchant of Venice, Midsummer Night's Dream. Richard II probably got a decent income from them. 1597, he bought a very large house in Stratford. His acting company built their own theater, which they called the Globe Theater. Most of his plays were performed there during his lifetime. He revised his will in March of 1616, died less than a month later, leaving almost everything to his eldest daughter. Shakespeare, who wrote 38 plays and more than 150 sonnets. Shakespeare, who said, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Here's a poem for today for Shakespeare's birthday, Shakespeare's sonnet, number 73. That time of year thou mayest in me behold, when yellow leaves or none or few do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. Shakespeare's sonnet number 73, That Time of Year Thou Mayest in Me Behold. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favorite poem Florida. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.